we started taking a look at what arguments we were making and which arguments weren't succeeding. And one of the ones that we identified that was not a successful argument in the Texas Supreme Court was agency deference. We tried to do somewhat of a postmortem analysis, figure out how that argument was faring over the course of time and why it had drifted away from a higher success ratio, and figure out what arguments we should be making perhaps instead. The goal of this exercise isn't to constrain us from making any argument, but instead to promote our chances of winning.
So you look back in time a bit to 2011, you'll see a Texas Supreme Court case that pulls together several lines of thought and doctrine from other cases into one cohesive test. And in that test, it involves six basic steps of how you deal with questions about deference to agencies. So what we want to do is go through those six steps, but first let's outline just as they stand. Step one, you see on the PowerPoint here, is the agency interpretation formal and entitled to deference, or is it informal and not entitled to deference? That's your first step. We'll talk about that in a second. Step two, how long-standing is the agency interpretation? What's its duration? We'll talk about that in more detail also. And step three is, does the agency have authority to enforce the statute? In other words, is the statute within the agency's area of expertise?
Step four is, does the agency interpretation conflict with the plain language of the statute? The other way of reframing that is the statute ambiguous? Step five is the agency's interpretation reasonable? And the last step is that courts will generally uphold the agency interpretation. So let's go through and do a deeper dive one by one. If you look at this, it looks like a maze or a path fraught with peril, like Indiana Jones had to cross when seeking the Holy Grail. It is not a path that's designed for you to succeed.